guess let's walk through this chronologically for a second. What was it like in November of 2014, whenever the ban was passed?
That was just sitting there waiting for screens to show up. But I do remember it was kind of interesting watching my boss, because that guy had come up from Dallas, the editor that was our editor then. And I think he had a little bit more of a business head, and I don't think he understood Denton as well as he needed to understand Denton either. So when he saw the gap between the for and against, it was kind of funny. He was sort of exhilarated. And it was like, that's a landslide. And it's like, well, yeah, I told you that, 'cause we had heard that there were some secret polls of voter opinion, and that made sense why the industry spent so much money trying to put it down, because so there I was but I was never able to substantiate it, that no one would ever like fess up to say, yeah, the gap was 60-40 and we spent $1 million and then the gap was 59-41. That's a million well spent. So but I did think the reason I wasn't surprised and my boss was because I'd been reporting on the topic since 2006. It's not hard after a while to just, I mean, I couldn't interpret my community in terms of numbers because I didn't have a scientific way to do that. But it's just sort of like who you talk to all the time in the store, and you kind of have a sense. It's like, oh, yeah, no, it's not even Steven, my friend. It's the scales are tipped the other way, and